I went through the complete works of Saint Therese and searched up the word purgatory and found 12 references that she makes to it. And I specifically want to focus on in today's video something that she says 3 months before she died, and then in one of her final letters 6 weeks before she died, and help you to understand correctly what they mean, and not only that, but how to apply them in your life. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this first letter, I will read in its full to give you its context. June 21st, 1897. This letter was written 3 months before her death. Now, she is writing to a priest friend of hers. You were able to sing of the divine mercies. They shine in you in all their splendor. You love St. Augustine, St. Magdalene, those souls to whom many sins were remitted because they loved much. I also love them. I love their repentance and above all their loving audaciousness. When I see Magdalene go forward in front of Simon's many guests and bathe with her tears the feet of the Master whom she adores, feet that she is touching for the first time, I feel that her heart understood the depths of love and mercy of the heart of Jesus, and that not only was he disposed to forgive her, but also to pour out on her blessings of his divine intimacy, to raise her up to the highest peaks of contemplation. O my brother, since it has been given to me as well to understand the love of the heart of Jesus, I acknowledge that it has chased away all fear from my heart. The remembrance of my faults humbles me and causes me never to lean on my own strength, which is nothing but weakness, but still more, that remembrance speaks to me of mercy and love. How, when we throw our faults with the confidence and trust of a child into the burning fire of love, how could they not be consumed without anything coming back to us in return? I know that a great number of saints spent their lives doing astounding mortifications to expiate their sins, but what are we going to do? In my Father's house there are many mansions, Jesus said, and it's for that reason that I follow the path that he is tracing for me. I endeavor not to be considering myself in anything, and what Jesus stoops down to perform in my life, I abandon it to him without holding anything back. On this earth, where everything changes, only one thing remains stable, the behavior of the king with respect to his friends. Since he raised the standard of the cross, it's in the shadow of the cross that all must fight and bring about the victory. Every missionary's life is filled with crosses, said Théophane Vénard. And again, true happiness is to suffer and to live. We have to die. My brother, the beginnings of your apostolate are marked with the seal of the cross. Rejoice. It's truly more through suffering and persecution than by brilliant preaching that Jesus wants to confirm his kingdom in souls. You say, I'm still a little child who doesn't know how to talk. Father Mazel, who was ordained a priest the same day as you, didn't know how to talk either. However, he has already earned the palm of victory. Oh, how the thoughts of God are higher than ours. On learning that this young missionary had died, even before setting foot on the soil of his mission, I felt myself brought to invoke him. It seemed to me that I saw him in heaven in the glorious choir of martyrs. No doubt in the eyes of mortals he was not worthy of the title of martyr, but in the sight of the good Lord, that sacrifice is no less fruitful than those of the confessors of the faith, those who had been persecuted and tortured for the faith. If we must be quite pure in order to appear before God, the God of all holiness, I know myself that he is infinitely just, and that justice causes fear in so many souls is a subject of my joy and my trust. To be just is not only to exercise severity towards the guilty, but also to recognize right intentions and to recompense virtue. I hope for as much from the justice of the good Lord as from his mercy. It is because he is just that he is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Oh, my brother, when we hear these beautiful and comforting words from the prophet king, how can we doubt that the good Lord wants to open the doors of his kingdom to his children who loved him to the point of sacrificing all for him? and who not only left their family and their country in order to make him known and loved, but also desire to give their lives for him. Jesus was quite right to say that there is no greater love than that. So how would he let himself be surpassed in generosity? How would he purify in the flames of purgatory souls that are consumed by the fires of divine love? There are many sentences to explain my thought, or rather not to be able to do it. I wanted simply to tell you that in my view, all missionaries are martyrs through desire and will, and that as a result, not one of them should go to purgatory. There, my brother, is what I think about the good Lord's divine justice. My way is wholly that of confidence and love. I don't understand souls who are afraid of so tender a friend. Sometimes when I read certain books in which perfection is shown through a thousand obstacles, my poor little mind becomes tired quite quickly. I close the lofty book that is giving me a headache and drying up my heart, and I pick up the Holy Scriptures. Then everything seems clear. A single word discloses infinite horizons to my soul, and perfection seems easy to me. Then I see that it's enough to recognize our nothingness and to abandon ourselves like a child into the arms of the good Lord, leaving to great souls, to sublime spirits, the beautiful books that I cannot understand and even less put into practice. I rejoice at being little, since only children and those who are like them will be admitted to the heavenly banquet. Happily, the kingdom of heaven is made of many mansions, for if it were composed only of the ones whose description and path seem incomprehensible to me, certainly I would never enter it. And now, along with this, a letter that was written 6 weeks before her death. August 14th, 1897. At the moment of appearing before the good Lord, I understand more than ever that there is only one thing that is necessary: to work only for him, to do nothing for ourselves or for created beings. Jesus wants to possess your heart completely. For that to happen, you must suffer a great deal. But also, what joy will flood your soul when you have arrived at the happy moment of your entrance into heaven. I'm not dying, I'm entering into life. And all that I cannot tell you here below, I will make you understand from up above in heaven. Now let me unpack this secret of purgatory that she is trying to reveal to us. It is essentially her secret of the way of confidence and love so as to skip purgatory. Many people misunderstand it. They think that simply by having a positive attitude, that that's all you need. This is a similar mistake that the Protestants make in thinking that just by believing in Jesus, all will be okay. So, first of all, this is one thing that we need to understand about Saint Therese. Why did she have such great confidence in Jesus? Here's why. She had such great confidence in Jesus because of her incredible relationship with her father and her mother. Her father and her mother were such incredible people, presumably because their parents were holy. And their parents were holy, presumably because their parents were holy. So she had in her natural experience a father and a mother that she could trust and love and abandon herself to. So that made it easier for her to do that with Jesus and our Heavenly Father. We don't have that privilege. In a previous video, the one that I made just before this, released about 3 days ago, it's revealed how some souls in purgatory, if not all of them, will suffer because of seeing the consequences of their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, the sins that they did that are impacting three generations down. So this and other things show us that we need to first get out of purgatory, our ancestors three generations back, to heal the wounds that they left so that we can be in a better place to trust the good Lord. So that leaves us, presuming your parents are dead, 14 people, your two parents, your four grandparents, and your eight great-grandparents, that you need to have masses said for each of them to heal the spiritual family psyche that you carry, because they left a woundedness in you. Do whatever you are able to do, whether that's individual masses or mass leaks or any of these types of things for your ancestors. This is the greatest thing that you could do for your own healing. The reason Saint Therese had such incredible confidence in God is because of her healed family ancestry. She got it good for free. It's not the case for us. We have to heal it actively. Do not ignore this. This is one practical reason why you should pray for your ancestors in purgatory. That being healed, you will see shifts in you. Now, to trust in the good Lord Jesus doesn't just mean living as normal and then having a positive attitude towards him. That's not enough. Did you see that in her final letter, she talks about giving yourself completely to Jesus and that this will involve suffering? Essentially, what she is saying is, if you first trust Jesus, then work completely for him. Next, ask him to send all the suffering that you would otherwise have in purgatory, ask him to send it to you on earth right now. Now, since you trust him completely because you've done the first steps that I told you, it will be easy for you to ask this prayer. For the rest of us that haven't done these things, this will be incredibly frightening to do. That's what she means by the way of confidence and love, that she trusted completely that Jesus would send all the necessary sufferings so that she would not have to go to purgatory. That's what she means by being able to skip in purgatory, essentially asking him to send her purgatory in life right now, and to trust that that would be sufficient, as well as living a life of holiness. Saint Therese reveals to us an incredible path for skipping purgatory by being healed in how we see God, seeing Jesus correctly, trusting him, and then out of that trust, to ask him to give us purgatory now so that when we die, we can enter heaven directly. This is powerful stuff. This is incredible. And all of us need to do this work to take this path, because if we suffer purgatory after we die, that will be incredibly more difficult than what she is proposing to us. My friends, if this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like, and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.